Curating Boise is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Welcome to Curating Boise, the podcast that celebrates the hustlers and the shakers, the ones that took the short route of being their own creative boss right away, or the ones that left their corporate jobs like me, your host, Catherine Wojcik. Hey, welcome to the first episode of Curating Boise. So I've got two really cool guys here sitting with me that I love hanging out with. Oh, we're going to do that right now.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Might
yeah,
as well.
we're gonna crack our beers. So if you don't have a beer, grab a beer, sit with us and listen to what we have to say about Curating Boise and making it a really great place to live. So let's talk about really quick who I've got on here. I've got my good buddy, Eric Bell.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Cheers.
Cheers on that.
Hey. And my other good buddy, Jay.
Hello. Hello.
Hey. So let's talk about really quick what we're drinking. We are drinking a Pilsner. So for everyone that doesn't know, Pilsner is one of my favorite beers to drink. I like that kind
of.
I think Eric really enjoys Pilsners.
Mm-hmm.
Jay That's too. Something we share. Yep. Yeah. Jay too. So I mean,
when is a beer bad?
Yeah.
Doesn't take much. Is there any beer that's bad? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Not this one.
Not this one, though. This is a Powderhouse Prusik Pilsner, and they just started recently canning this, right?
Yep. It used to be in a 12-ounce bottle, and now it's 16-ounce cans.
All right. So that's what we've got going today. So every podcast, I'll probably be featuring some type of local beer.
That's cool.
I like the fact that we're doing Powderhouse. Eric has a cool little link to Powderhouse that we may talk about that today or in a later episode.
Yeah.
But
either way,
cool. Yeah, we can link it up. But either beer or a good bourbon whiskey.
Yeah.
Right? Because we all like that.
And this especially because it was brewed right here in Boise. In
That's Garden right. City. So Curating Boise, why not have a Boise beer?
Right.
Right? Okay. So, hey, I am Catherine, and I own two small businesses here in Boise, specifically Southeast Boise. My family moved here back in 1992. Two of my four kids were born here. And my husband and I always knew that we would make our way back if we ever left, which we did 5 years ago. We plunked ourselves back in here into the southeast side of Boise. And I've got two businesses, like I said, Savory and Sweets, which focuses on charcuterie boards, grazing tables, all things.
They're beautiful.
All things yummy. They are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Eric's actually ordered quite a few.
Yeah.
Or been the recipient of something where I've created and like as a demo for pictures and been like, hey, dude.
Yeah. How much is that?
And not just beautiful to look at, but one thing about your charcuterie plates is that they're delicious as well, and they're all amazing ingredients.
Right? Yeah. So I do take the time to make sure that whatever's going on that board is fresh. I really work hard to procure everything from good businesses, small businesses that specialize in like the charcuterie cheese. But anyways, that's that. Now, Salvage Sisters and Son, that's the other business I have. And that's kind of, I think, a little bit more about what we're going to talk about today.
It's more fun.
Yeah. So not only do I work with charcuterie and cheese, but I also work with super dirty junk. And I have a brick and mortar on the historical block of Broadway in Southeast Boise. So that's like, for those that don't know, it's a really cool block. A lot of history on that.
1900s.
Yeah. And Eric is actually, we'll talk about his building, but he's in a really cool spot. But it's in between, it's on Broadway and in between Boise Avenue and Warren. Diagonal from really cool bar that we like to go to. Broadway bar. Broadway Special. Right. PBR, shot of whiskey, $4.
Yep.
Plug to them.
And then, do you know what year your building was built?
I think it's younger than Eric's.
1916, so,
I think.
Mine's 1906.
I think maybe mine might be 19, you're what, 1906? Mm-hmm. 1910. I know the house and back is 1910. So I think
sense
the front.
With the terracotta.
Yeah. The shingles up there.
Yeah.
And remind me, what year did Boise become a city?
Oof, 1863, Rick. A territory. 1890 something is when Idaho became an actual state. And Boise was like,
wait, when? When was that?
A territory, 1863 for Idaho.
Okay.
And then, like, 1890-something, it became a state, and Boise was, like, already a thing.
I like that you're saying 19-something, because that way we don't have to fact-check anything.
1890-something.
Yeah. No one fact-check us. Fact-check.
I didn't say 19-something, because that's very big. Yeah. 1890-something.
Okay, so we're, like, we're bopping all over the place, but, like, the scoreboard that I sold was from Boise High, but Boise High was built in 1889.
Yeah. There you go.
So it's a fucking old school.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So, yeah. Okay. So, anyways, so Salvage Sisters and Son, brick and mortar on the historical, block of Broadway. So I'm gonna talk to Eric super quick. We'll integrate Jay because Jay is a rad artist that is actually curating the entire historical block of Broadway with his amazing art.
Yeah, one by one.
Yeah. So
oh, stop it. Go on.
Both of us have work done by Jay. I know that another friend of ours, Kendall, who owns Born Weird Tattoo, down the block next to Junkyard Jeans, our other friend, Eric Schrader. Jay's going to be doing some work there too. We're going to make sure that Jay...
I've done some work for Kendall already.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. You did do a little bit of something.
There's more on the way.
Yeah. We're going to make sure that...
on Broadway. It's fantastic.
We're going to make sure Jay is everywhere.
I'm going to paint Broadway.
Paint Broadway. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So Salvage Sisters and Son. Yes, it is with my son Chaz Wojcik. He's my eldest, the only boy of four kids, three daughters. And ironically, all of my kids know Eric. And they do, I think, from time to time, find it odd that Eric and I hang out together quite a bit because Eric is the same age, maybe a year older than Chaz.
Yep. But they all like old clothes.
They all dig.
So that's
they
why
totally I totally dig them. Old yep. clothes. Mm-hmm. I always go into Eric's shop and I'm like, hey, how much for this?
You're wearing a chambray that
I am.
From
I right am. Now. So, okay. You can't see us, of course, but we all are. Always wanting to.
Everything's got holes.
Vintage digs. Yeah. In fact, Jay and I are very dirty because we were just on a earlier little pick. But
oh, me too.
Yeah, yep. You were too.
Separate one, but yep.
Separate.
But digging dirty. Through turds, yep.
Yeah. But anyways, all my kids, they all know Eric. I think a couple have met Jay.
I think I met
right?
most of them.
All of them? Yeah, that's good. So yeah. The fact that Eric and I click is because, well, not only because I'm super cool. Eric's super cool too. Yeah,
I tried my best.
And Jay's super cool. But
I just try to keep up.
Yeah.
But Eric and I picked together because, you know, it works for us because Eric's looking for old clothes. I'm looking for junk, workbenches, anything that's been handmade by, say, the guy that's lived on the property. Normally it's either the original guy himself or his father's father. So, yeah. You know. Maybe he's like 70 years old, but he's inherited the property from his grandfather.
Yep.
So it's going way back. So for the two of us to pick together, it works really well because we're not competing against each other and we're trying to help each other find the coolest shit ever. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
really quick. When I first met Eric, he was, of course, doing vintage clothing from forever ago. Mm-hmm. So tell me and the people listening, when did you start thinking about, like, when did your love for vintage clothing start?
I think that that's weird. I don't really think about that very much. I think that it mostly started from collecting records, which I did. I bought and sold records since I was a kid, begging older friends to drive me to yard sales and estate sales and flea markets.
So vinyls.
Yeah, okay. Vinyl records.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I would kind of make a decent amount of money off that, but I would also collect the early blues, early country, early gospel, early rock and roll, all the early stuff I would keep.
Okay.
And I would just stare at the covers on these records and wonder why these people looked so cool. And then eventually it just hit me that it was their clothes.
Okay.
So it's like,
yeah,
you know, Merle Haggard wears a USN shawl collar right next to a train, and Johnny Cash wore a Levi's Type 2 and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, that eventually happened.
So you were looking at more at the aesthetic of what was happening on the vinyl covers than maybe specifically the music.
Well, it started with the music and then eventually, and the value of certain record labels,
sure,
and musicians and stuff. But then I got into clothes a lot because I always liked old stuff, but it never clicked that these guys were like so much cooler because of what they were wearing.
Right.
And then I started looking for clothes when I was already at every yard sale, estate sale, flea market, thrift store, blah, 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 like in the early to mid 2000s.
So were you hitting these like estate sales and, or garage sales? Well, back then, probably yard sales and garage sales. Mm-hmm. There probably wasn't quite a thing like estate sale, because I think estate sales have become more that term,
yeah,
more now.
They just called it a yard sale.
Yeah, a yard sale.
Inside.
But you were basically like emptying their home. Mm-hmm. But
that was the best.
It's always the best. Did your mom have an influence on that at all? Or your dad? Or was it just something you picked up on your own?
Just something I picked up. I watched a lot of Westerns with my dad, and that was a big influence.
Who was a Navy veteran.
Yep. And I love USN clothes. Or early USN clothes. So he was definitely influencing me. At the time, I didn't realize it though.
Right.
And then my mom now is like way into it, and she's wearing like high heels and a dress, and she finds like an amazing jacket covered
she's
in like raccoon
first to
shit.
Jump over a fence.
Yeah. Exactly.
She jumps over a fence.
Oh shit.
Like
yeah.
She, okay. So that's like a bucket list thing of mine, to be able to like actually like, you know how you put your hands on the fence and you like flip your legs over?
Like Jay and I do?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is
my
something.
My mom, she could do that.
Oh.
But she's at the gym. Like, that's the probably fuck, like man? Something at the gym. Like
okay.
Fence jump exercise.
Well, definitely. I probably could have done that like 10 years ago. Not now. But
mom's
it's
got
on
some
my
years
bucket
on
list.
You.
She does. She's got a few years on me.
You still got some fences to jump in you.
I do have some fences to jump. I oh, man. I'll try it one time with you guys.
Yeah.
When we're out. Okay.
But at
continue,
the time,
Eric.
Yeah, yeah. At the time, I was not getting very much influence from them. But later I realized that, yeah, they had both impacted all that.
Well,
but at the time it was just like, I did not like what was being made. I did not want to go to the mall and buy clothes. That's for fucking sure. I did not like music being made. You know, when it came time to move out, I was like, what the fuck furniture do I buy? This shit sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I just want everything old.
Right.
Old art, old couch, old coffee table, old shirt, old pants, old shoes. I just everything
old. Stuff was made a lot better.
That's
I
why
think
it still exists. That's why we could still buy it and find it. And do not care the slightest bit about what's being made right now, unfortunately.
Okay, so that's furniture. We know you don't like new furniture.
Mm-hmm.
You like old furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And you like super old clothing.
Yep.
So tell me, what's the raddest thing you've ever found I hate the fact, I'm sure my kids hate the fact that you said raddest, but the raddest, like the best,
there is
the most amazing, like right? Rad's a good word. I like rad.
It's so hard.
I know you've found a lot.
Yeah. And it's hard not to determine.
Yeah.
What's the raddest thing?
What'd you find today?
Well, actually,
no.
Really good shit.
Well, you did.
But, aside from that,
the best thing ever, like, I don't want to.
One piece?
Yeah, like, okay. I don't know. The thing that you jonesed over the most. I don't want to say what I would
honestly,
say.
Honestly, it was, and I know I've mentioned it to you, but so I've found so many places that have, like, literally thousands of things that I want. And it's hard not to determine the raddest thing based off of value.
And
I've had a lot of like cool, you know, like World War II things that have hand painted backs on these leather bomber jackets.
Okay, so
and
maybe
paperwork to go with like the dude who was a local hero.
You like a little more personality.
Yeah.
It's like
the
stuff you find, right?
And I think that's kind of how I am too. Like me and Chaz, and probably even like for you, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
When you come across stuff. Okay, so I guess when I say the raddest, I don't mean
most valuable.
No, because man, I found some super slick, like zinc topped workbenches that maybe I only flip for X.
Yeah.
But it's bitchin' looking. Like I will never find that again.
Yeah.
So for you, I want to know what that is. What's the coolest thing you've
just in the moment of finding it, and I was so blown away, and I've actually become friends with the woman who sold it to me, but I was at a sale in Nampa and I found a few cool things, and there was a lot of old stuff there, and it was obvious that they took time to find old things. And then when I went to check out, the woman running the till was wearing, and that's what I was just mentioning, wearing a World War II A2 flight jacket, blah, blah, blah. Like if you picture a guy in the bomber plane with like the scary mouth painted on it, like shooting down enemy planes, that's what he's wearing. And it had
it's a good visual,
a patch on the front. Hand painted of Bugs Bunny riding a bomb, and then another hand painted patch of a Native American head. And then on the back, it had like Return of the James Boys painted, and the amount of bombs that person, I heard that, the amount of bombs that person had dropped, been on bombing missions.
That's cool.
She was wearing it.
Oh, gosh.
And I hope Jody's listening to this. She's an active person in this community of finding old shit. But
you're going to tell us you bought it off her body.
Yes, I did. And it took hesitation on her part because her kids thought it was funny when she wore it. So she like wanted to keep it. And then I was like, I'll offer this much. And she was blown away. And she was asking her friends, should I sell it? And they're like, yeah, like definitely. No one knew it was valuable.
Well,
they just thought it was really cool.
They're like, cool, some guy's offering you a bunch of money for the stuff you're wearing.
Yeah. And then eventually she said, well, if you buy this, you should buy the other stuff from this soldier. And I was like, yeah. So she had all this paperwork, all of his other clothes, photos of him wearing the jacket, like the whole collection. And he was a Nampa, Idaho, like hero. It was
and that's cool.
There was all these like 1940s newspaper clippings about him being totally. I wish there was a camera.
We got all sorts of shit going on here.
But it was really great. It was great. And I've just found so many.
I am listening to you.
Really great. That one always stands out to me.
And that's, you know what? That's what's, I mean, I think like all of us who are looking for cool old stuff, our eyes are always looking like all over the place. I know even Jay, who's an amazing artist and is like creating all of our beautiful signage, all of the artwork on like your window that he just recently did.
Yeah.
And I know that
inspired by a old 50s Roy Rogers comic book for that.
Well, yeah. And I know that you two guys were talking about that. So, okay. So that's a good story by Eric, but I also want to bring in Jay because Jay's kind of sitting here and he's sipping on his beer, but I want to bring him into it a little bit too. We're all of our eyes are always gazing and looking for an opportunity, I think, to bring in the past to the present. Right. I think that's the biggest common denominator that the three of us have is a love for the past and bringing it to the now.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything was
definitely
visually everything was
visually
way cooler.
Right.
And then it's easy to romanticize.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
totally. And I think, you know, like with Eric looking at, you know, Jody sitting there behind the till ready to ring him up. And he's like jonesing over her like coat. I too am always like wherever I go, I'm like, oh my gosh. Thank you for giving me that head of lettuce, but I really dig the workbench that you're selling the lettuce on.
And honestly, the reason you went to this produce stand is because it
was
had
a
hand-painted sign or because it looked old.
Right. And the signs in the background are like painted on like old, maybe rough cut wood or, you know, some other kind of like
inherited business family stuff.
Tin. And that's the stuff that Jay's looking at. Oh, so yeah. Jay, when you're out and you're, you know, driving around, because a lot of times Jay's also super good at eye spying places for Eric and I to hit up. So Jay's kind of our eyes out there on the road, but he's also looking for inspiration for his own business.
Yeah, always.
Painted by Jay. And Jay just got done painting some stuff for Eric at Bill's.
Currently.
On
one
Broadway.
Of them still. He finished
one is in work.
Yeah. Next weekend.
It'll okay, be a normal so, job. Okay, so the one thing about me on my podcast, you're probably going to find me bouncing all over the place.
You like it.
So let me bounce super quick to talk about what Jay is doing or has done on Broadway. How about if we do that really quick and then we'll bring in Jay for like, you know, Q&A. So Jay, excuse me, Jay did Eric's.
Currently working on it.
Okay.
No, all sorts of stuff.
But I also feel like, I got to like bounce super quick because Jay and I talked about this when we were having our beer pre-gaming to this podcast.
Which beer?
Which Eric and his lovely lady joined us at Mad Swede. Hopefully I'll get Mad Swede on here too because they're local.
Yeah.
And I love Jerry and Sue. Anyway, we were talking about, what were we talking about?
Broadway stuff he's done for my store Broadway, stuff he's done.
Oh gosh. See, this
bounce,
is what happens.
Bounce.
I'm bouncing. I don't know. Lost my train of thought.
Before this, you were mentioning the stuff he's done on Broadway and the stuff he's done at my store. He's done it a lot.
Oh, okay. That bounces me back to Eric super quick. When I first met Eric was doing clothing out of a shed.
Yep.
And in his driveway.
In his driveway.
Yeah.
And it's a cool shed.
Yeah, it looked nice.
It's nice.
It's still a cool shed.
It just has a lawnmower in it and whatever.
Still clothes.
He just doesn't organize it as much as anymore.
You can still
the thing
find some
that
cool
I
shit,
love yeah. about my friend Eric is when I first met him and I was like, oh yeah, I've got this, you know, because I hit him up about a couple of like chairs or something that he had, theater chairs, and it was a good price. But I wasn't willing to, like, I think, bite it off at that time. I was kind of like,
I think they were on my back patio.
Yeah, they still are.
I was actually using
them. I was kind of like, I don't know. Fuck, I think I can find these for cheaper, whatever. But, you know, I was like, you know, just started the brick and mortar. And I was like, just trying to make my connections. But I remember Eric telling me, I will never, ever, ever leave my shed. I'll never have a brick and mortar. I just don't think I'll ever have a shop. And now Eric has.
I don't even remember that, but I believe you.
I don't even know. I hesitate to even say it's cooler than my shop because I think my shop's pretty cool.
It's nice, yeah.
But your shop is fucking cool.
It has become a landmark.
Well, it's
in
like
Boise.
All the fucking clothes. Like, okay, it's just, it's not only, I mean, it has a lot of clothes, has all clothes, But he also has really good pieces, which kind of annoys me from time to time. Because I'm like, okay, he found that really cool table or he's got that really cool whatever because he knows I collect junk. But he still, like, kypes the shit that he wants. Can you say kype?
Probably, I don't know.
Probably not. I don't know. Maybe edit that out. But, you know.
I've shared a lot.
You've shared. Oh, and I, well, I don't come across clothes nearly as much, but I have shared.
Oh, absolutely.
A few things that
That's
are.
That's one thing I want to touch about a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all kind of go pick together. We all kind of junk together here and there. We, you know, we'll find a property that somebody sees and we'll all, okay, descend upon it.
Right.
But, you know, you're looking for one thing and Eric's looking for another thing and I'm looking for another thing, you know, and it's pretty awesome that we all kind of respect that and we all kind of look out for each other.
No, and that's what's the best thing because I can't think of any, really, honestly, outside of Chaz, my son, two other guys that I would like to pal around with and pick stuff with.
Yeah.
Because everyone's looking out for each other. All right. So Eric, Shed, Shop, Jay. We need good signage. We need shit painted on our signs. We want stuff on our windows.
Yeah. He painted all those things.
I'll do it.
Jackets.
Okay.
Shirts.
Yeah. Boots, yeah.
We were at an estate
that's on Broadway.
Yep.
Because we want to keep it on Broadway. We want to keep it in Southeast.
Shout out Rick.
Shout out Rick.
I love that.
Shout out Rick.
He had a ton of old metal laying around.
So many beers, actually.
Oh my gosh. Time. Rick's awesome.
Rick's the man. I would drive by. This is on my day job.
Side thing, yeah.
I drive a route and I do things around the city and I drive a truck. And I would drive down Broadway probably like two or three times a week. And I would always look up at Rick's house and he'd be sitting there up on the balcony having a cigarette or having his morning coffee.
Prime times.
No he shirt.
Prime times.
And you just sit there and be smoking, and I would kind of wave at him, and he'd never know I was passing by. But
That's all right. I think, you know,
he
was like the mainstay there, right? And now
been there a long time.
Turn of the century, really great house.
Yes,
giant.
So Jay just picked up a boatload of windows from that place.
My car is full.
That and he's going to paint.
Everything was from the original house.
Catherine tells me pre-1910.
Yeah. Because
These are all window frames and windows of glass from pre-1910.
They are.
Yeah, the glass is like slowly melting.
It's very wavy. It's like beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. So I'm excited to see what Jay's going to paint on the windows, of
Not
course.
Not only that, but the hardware. We found the hardware on these windows.
The hardware on the windows.
Square nails
or
something.
I honestly don't think I've ever seen... I mean, I've picked a lot of windows.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've had a ton in my shop.
The car, 100
flea markets. Oh gosh, yes. I mean, every time Eric will be like, "Hey, there's windows. Okay, I'm coming."
How many?
But the ones that Jay picked up today. Oh my gosh, I gotta say that's probably the uniquest hardware I've seen on a window.
I got probably 20 to 25 windows.
And what are you gonna do with them?
I'm going to paint on them. I'm going to paint something pretty cool, hopefully.
And I wanted, I want to ask you, Jay. So I know that you're fairly new to Boise.
Like 4 years.
4 years?
4 years, yeah.
So I feel like, you know, I don't know, 4 years anymore. 4 years, you're here.
That's like when everybody started moving here, right?
Yeah. I mean, why aren't you moving to Boise? It's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Boise's cool. So how did you, we know how Eric got into his clothing, like love, how did you get into, because you're painting, like, you just don't like paint. There's a certain look that you have.
It's you like grasp, a period correct.
It is period correct.
You take what you're looking at and
you replicate it. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like not making it just like a 2021 painting on a 1906 building. You're making like damn near a 1906 painting.
It's got to be correct. It's got to be period correct, first of all. Now, if I think you're asking me, how did I get into this?
Yeah. Right? Well, no, I mean, well, I hear what you're saying about being period correct. I mean, I think that's the thing that Eric and I love the most about what you do. It's like, hey, we want it to say, like in Eric's shop, you know, he's got like denim. I don't know if it says denim, but, you know, like shirts,
boots,
jeans, and, boots.
Yeah. Yeah, all sorts.
Whatever. You are looking at like what's going on in the shop and same as mine.
Well, it's got to
like
fit.
What's going on.
Yeah,
and
it's
you
fit.
You have an eye as well.
Aesthetic for your shop.
Yeah.
And your aesthetic for your shop is very different from Eric's aesthetic in his shop.
Right.
And you know, something that I would paint for Eric would not necessarily fit.
Correct.
In your shop at all. But right. I like what you said about the period correct. I try to keep that. You know, I try to keep that in mind.
I think in my stuff, I feel like when I'm wanting to paint something for me, I go more on verbiage, right?
Yeah.
Like
the take actual a load. Text.
Yeah,
of what
the
it says.
Actual text of what it says. And Eric is more like, I want it to fit the period.
You want to feel like it came from 1895.
Yeah. This is what a sign looked like.
Yeah.
During and that's the really fun stuff to do. And, you know, as a painter and as, you know, as a painter and as kind of a crafty person in general, I really like creating that look of, you know, kind of times gone by of things that aren't anymore.
Because
now we're so
that.
Inundated with like typography and fonts and computer everything and everything's perfectly spaced.
There was just like three good ones.
Yeah. But if you look at like, you know, you've had a lot of signs in your shop that you found at old farms,
right.
Old barns and that sort of thing. And if you look at them, the beauty is in the imperfections.
Yeah.
You know, the beauty
same
is
same with the old
not
tables.
Because
it's yeah,
old,
exactly.
It's because this person had to like basically grab out their paints and slap up a sign to tell people that, hey, this is where the hogs are being sold.
Yeah.
Right.
They ran out of red and the last letter is brown. And
those are the best signs ever.
And, you know, a lot of times those people knew how to use a brush back in those days. You know,
Yeah.
You didn't have to be a specialized, you know.
So what were you doing? I mean, maybe you want to talk about it, maybe you don't, but what were you doing before you decided? And now you have to because I called you out. But, and like, what were you, when you decided, I really want to get into painting, did you go to school for?
No, I am not what you would call classically trained.
I think that's way better.
Which is even the best because that's like Eric and me, like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you love it enough, you figure it out.
You're going to figure it out.
Got your own style.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of how I've been doing it, stumbling through it, figuring it out on my own. You know, kind of how all this started. I was working for, I've been working kind of, you know, quote unquote jobs my whole life. And I still am. But, you know, I've always kind of wanted to do something a little bit more creative, a little bit more independent, and a little bit something that I could show myself in.
Right. Know? And that's one of the best things I think about why I started curating Boise was trying to look for the people that wanted to leave the traditional, you know, job sect.
Yeah. It is scary to have.
It is. Yeah.
All of a sudden you don't have like a, oh boy, like
I'm going to get that paycheck every 2 weeks.
Every single month. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's really hard, you know, as a parent, you know, I've got two girls
myself. Got a family.
And,
the cutest
and
twins
that.
Ever.
So it's really hard to kind of break away from that chain of a steady paycheck, you know?
Right.
That guaranteed steady paycheck every 2 weeks is really hard to break away from. And I haven't done it yet, but I'm working on it.
Well, and I admire that because your twins are a lot younger than my kids were when I broke away from being an aerospace engineer to going into being a chef and collecting junk. I mean, my kids were grown.
Shit digger.
A shit digger.
Aerospace engineer to like digging literal shit.
Right. I mean,
cool.
My kids were a lot older. You know, they were, you know, my husband was in Afghanistan at the time with the Air Force.
They're right there with you digging shit.
Yeah. Poor guy. Shit. He had a lot to go through. But anyway, my kids were a lot older. Yours are a lot younger. So I do admire the tenacity or the drive,
you know,
like,
that's
to pursue what you want.
You know, I've got twin girls, and those two girls really drive everything in my
life.
They're
the cutest.
They are amazing. But you know, like that, my whole goal is to just to be able to spend as much time physically possible with them and with my wife as possible. You know?
Yeah.
If you quit your job, you'd have a lot more time with them.
Yeah.
Quit the job.
Hey, these guys are the devil on my shoulder.
We are.
No, dude. One of us has to be an angel.
Yeah. Well,
but we're saying the same fucking thing, dude. Yeah, quit your job.
The thing of it is that
talented.
You're talented as fuck.
Oh, well, thanks.
And we know that quitting your job, it you know, you quit your job like I did.
Oh, me too.
Shit. Ed was in Afghanistan 13 hours ahead of the decision I'd made. So basically, today, I quit my job. 13 hours. It's already a whole day. And I, hey, honey, yeah. I quit my job. I mean,
yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
I quit my job yesterday.
And
right now.
I knew that he would be super supportive. Sometimes you just have to effing do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. but I get it, Jay. I have four kids. But you've got two. They're young. I get it.
Yeah. The whole, I mean, the fact that you are hesitant and careful and cautious and aware, all of that is proof that yes. you're the perfect person to be self-employed. Yes.
Well, thanks. Well, thanks. Yes. I'm working on it. That's
okay.
my goal.
So, Jay, what's the, what, so.
When are you going to quit your job?
No. So we know you're curating, quote unquote, historical block of Broadway, but what is your, I asked Eric, what was his raddest thing? What's your raddest, you know, thing that you've
the
painted?
The raddest thing I've ever yeah. painted.
Yeah.
Is the next thing I'm going to paint.
Oh.
Dick, what about what you're doing right now?
I don't know. I don't have another thing to say after that.
The raddest thing I've ever painted is the thing that you hire me to paint.
Oh. If
you pay, that's not just for you, but that's for everybody here.
I feel so special.
Whoever pays double gets
I feel
the
special.
Raddest thing I've ever painted.
No,
but that's a good way to look at it, though.
Well, and that's
kind of
the
right? That keeps you striving. It keeps you creating.
Yeah, I have to look at it that way because I'm a really self-critical person. I'm one of those people who like I'll do something and then I'll look at it later. I'm like, oh, I should fix that.
Oh, Jay, but you're also such a good supporter.
Well, I know.
If the customer likes it, it's fine, dude.
Yeah. And that's what I have to tell myself. If the customer likes it, then we're good. As long as I met their needs and, you know, they have what they need, we're good. But as far as my own appreciation of, you know, my stuff, I'm always learning. You know, and I'm always taking little bits from other sign painters, whether they be dead or still alive.
Right.
Probably
you know, techniques
dead, huh?
from people. Yeah. You know, it's not a very.
Well, and I feel like you did that. So like I had you create some signs for me or some like woodwork for me. Remember the stuff that I
yeah,
see
really
in Texas?
Heavily distressed. Really,
yes. Heavily distressed. And I remember you telling me that you were going to educate yourself on how to, make them look vintage.
I did,
right?
Yeah.
Or old. And shit, man, they turned out amazing.
Well, thanks. I got a lot of help from some professional sign painters in the business, people who had done a lot of Western movies. You know, that's one big thing that's a big influence in me is old Westerns.
Yeah.
I was telling Eric the other day, I was watching Hang 'em High. And if you look in the background of that movie... Every single scene,
great movie.
Scene in Hang 'em High, there's a painted sign.
Boomtown, dude.
Boomtown. Yeah. That's a story for a lot of these old Westerns. And,
heck yeah.
And it's not just movies. You know, and I realized that once I moved here to Idaho, somewhere with a lot more history and a lot more past than where I came from.
And people keeping it around.
That's the big thing is, you know, it's like a lot of these people, like I've been on picks with Eric and we've gone up in the attic and I see a hand painted sign from 60, 70, 80, 100 years ago.
Yeah. 100.
And I am blown away. That's the magic to me. You know, you guys, you know, Eric loves denim. He loves clothes. You love furniture. You love housewares and decor. For me, it's all about things that people put effort into and people, you know, made with their own hands.
Mm-hmm. I know that
tomatoes for sale.
Yeah,
like it could be so beautiful.
And it's just you know, and it's just back then. It's just function. It's just function. Like we have a crop that we just harvested, and we have to sell it.
Right.
Somebody go paint a corn for sale sign. Yeah. And put it out there. But that
little do they know it's like
from 1905 or 1910.
Right. Yeah.
To me, that's magic. That's gold.
And I think that's the things that I've learned from the two of you. Like for instance, like. Chaz and I, when, you know, we've been picking like East LA, South Central LA, we've picked across, you know, Utah, Washington,
slim even, pickings.
Just going and going. And it is slim, but maybe we weren't looking for clothes per se, but we had an appreciation for like work aprons or whatever. Yeah. We knew that shit was cool.
Yeah. If you see some old overalls,
coveralls or I mean, may not have known like what Eric knows, like period wise, but I knew it was cool shit. After hanging out with Jay a lot, I have an appreciation more for font like I look at font and I'm like, God, that looks really cool.
And we can tell an actual brush.
Yes.
This
yeah.
wood.
Yeah. Like whatever. A, yeah. like a swoop or the, paint you know, the roundness. Thing, yeah. yeah.
Print.
Not that, you know, straight up and down stuff that, you know, typecast kind of thing.
And again,
the
beauty is in the imperfections. You know, the yeah. beauty is in.
Misspelled shit is the best.
Oh, it is the best.
Not right? as a sign painter.
No.
I love it. Oh,
I would love to find something misspelled. Like have, pumpkin and it says pumpkin.
Yeah. yeah. I know? Had a sweatshirt.
We have we have nightmares of that stuff. Like, oh shit, did I spell that right?
It was like an Arkansas college, but it was totally spelled wrong.
Oh gosh.
It's worth like twice as much because it's twice as for cool. Sure. It's like dumb and cool.
But for someone like Jay, he's probably like, oh my gosh, that guy yeah. didn't even take the time to.
No, because
that kind of gives you a glimpse of yeah. who was painting the sign.
Exactly. And like, again, dude, it goes
you were
back
dumb,
to,
but you could still paint a sign.
Right. And that's it goes cool. back to function. You know, they needed a sign to advertise the crop that they had
yeah.
That they just harvested and to make money to support themselves through the next winter or through yeah. the next harvest. And, you know, cool. there's a lot of that here in Idaho and there's.
That, oh, yeah.
That doesn't happen everywhere.
Right. Okay, so I know you're painting, like, stuff for us. You're going to be painting some stuff for our good friend Kendall at Born Weird Tattoo, mm-hmm. also on the historical block of Broadway.
Yep.
You've done some stuff. I know we're talking about curating Boise, but you have done stuff for Bark Lane Hill.
Yeah,
a few things. And that's in Meridian.
Yeah.
And then you also did the place next door to them, right?
What I'm working that? On that now. Actually.
Okay.
Yeah, the Roosevelt, Bar and Lounge in Meridian. Fantastic yeah. place. If you ever go in there, the decor and the feel that they've curated in that place is really, really cool. It's very turn of the century, very very rugged, very
oh nice,
gentlemanly. It's a very nice place.
Yeah. Gentlemanly. Yeah. I like that word.
So it's porno everywhere.
Porno.
No, no.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a Jesus. Stuffed grizzly bear as you first enter the door. Nice. There's a giant stuffed grizzly bear, and you walk in, and they have some of the best cocktails in Meridian. I mean, you know,
really?
If you're looking for an old-fashioned or a Manhattan, that's what? The place to go.
I'm always looking for an old-fashioned.
Who isn't looking for whiskey and bourbon? Right? Yeah. All right. So, you know, painted by Jay.
Yeah.
My good friend, Jay.
That's me.
I love Jay.
Oh, thanks.
Same. I do.
Me too.
Eric does too. We love each other. If you're a business owner out there in Boise, and I'm specifically saying Boise only because we're curating Boise, but if you're a Meridian, I guess, Eagle, Treasure Valley, if you want the expertise of our buddy, Valley Wide, if you want the expertise of our buddy Jay, check him out. He's on Instagram at Painted by Jay.
Painted.jay.
Even if it's like, you can
God,
make
even
your
if you want your address,
appeal.
Doesn't even matter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like you could just a men's and a women's with like an old fashioned hand.
Point. Yeah, it's just, he will find, like if he doesn't find, I know I'll find the wood or the window.
I have it.
Or the
I
metal.
Get rid
I have
of
a truck
right?
of window.
I mean, Eric too. Like we will find the cool vintage old shit for you to have Jay paint on.
Hey, thanks. I'd
Jay's
love to
your
paint
guy.
On.
And
I'd
Jay, oh on. My gosh, I know.
That's the fun part to me as a sign painter, and I don't know if this, I hope this isn't horribly off track, but the fun part to me.
We've been off track, I think, I know, the whole time,
we're
but.
Going there.
It's cool.
The fun part to me is really like, you know, dealing and working with owners of these businesses, you know, like the owners of businesses who have a specific vision or view of what they want their store or restaurant or coffee shop to be.
It's only people who want, who really are like
invested
harder.
In want. Yeah. Try. Yeah, exactly.
It's
trying
not like
harder.
Red Robin's going to get you to paint a sign like because they suck, dude. Like,
but the really the fun part for me is like finding Robin. Something okay. that, yeah, finding something that fits that vision.
We love burgers from local places.
Yes, we do.
Exactly.
Red Robin's
Hawkins
okay.
Packout, they could get you to paint a sign.
I mean, I'll take a burger. Yeah.
Got some stories about Red Robin. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
We do.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry. We're digressing.
No. I was going to say, you know, the fun part for me is really, you know, working with these business owners and working with people here who are local in Boise and trying to stay within the vision they have.
Yeah.
Stay within the style that they have. Yeah. Whether that's new, whether that's modern, you know, like, or if it's vintage and antique, you know.
Sure.
That's the fun for me.
And everything's one of a kind.
Yeah.
It is. It's his own. Well, he'll take the vision of the person, the owner, mm-hmm. but also put the J spin on it. If I can use that, J spin.
Yeah.
J spin. Right, we're going to J spin. We're going to put the J spin on it.
Cool. Hyphenated. Yeah.
And the thing about Jay, like, you know, like today when we were doing the windows and stuff, Jay was already thinking about something new to educate himself in, which is great. And I think that's the thing about all the people and the, you know, that I want to get on this podcast is that they all have this vision to be better and to like create something different, or even if it's like clothing, jewelry, signage, workbenches, we're always striving for the next best thing. Mm-hmm. Like what's going to be the next thing that's going to be super unique.
I was thinking about that
right
on my way home today from finding a ton of amazing shit.
It doesn't even matter.
On my drive home, I'm like, well, where else could I go?
That's better than what you found today.
Yeah, exactly.
And you found a shitload today. Mm-hmm. You were lucky. And, you know, and that's the thing. I think that people, you know, they think about like, oh, Jay's painting these cool signs, or Eric's finding all these clothes, or wow, Catherine at Salvage Sisters and Son has all this stuff. It doesn't come easy. It's a lot of friggin' work.
Failure.
Right? Oh, yeah. Rejection day after day. It could
be Jarvis.
Fucking
knocking
Jarvis.
Knocking on doors that don't answer.
Yeah, yeah mm-hmm. absolutely. And I think we'll talk about that. You know, I know I'll have Eric and Jay back again in the future, and we'll talk a little bit more about, like, you know, our road trips maybe together. Like, you know, what are we looking for? We're not going to give away a lot of secrets. We're just not going to do that because... We like our jobs.
So much time.
We like our jobs. We like the fact that, you know, me, I left my job. Eric never really, maybe had a job. I mean, Boise Co-op.
Yeah, all right. Powder House.
Powder House. And yeah, shout out to Powder House. I hope to get them on here. But you know what I mean? And like Jay, like we don't want to give away our trade secrets, but we want to share a little bit about ourselves and all about like what makes Boise cool and about curating Boise. Thanks so much, you guys, for being on my first, and I think it's the best podcast ever.
It's the best,
So
it is the best.
Yeah. Tell them where they can find you guys.
Jay.
I'm on Instagram. You can find some of my selected works at painted.jay on Instagram.
And Eric?
I post a lot of rusty old shit, and it's just my name, just Eric. E-R-I-K, Bill, B-I-L-L.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, I have a super rad company that's sponsoring Curating Boise, Coffee and Supply Co. Looking for a new coffee experience? Try Coffee and Supply Co., located in Eagle, Idaho. It's family-owned and features a pour-over bar, a unique bites menu, including vegan and gluten-free options. Of course, it's all locally sourced. Mention Speak Boise and receive 10% off any food and beverage. Visit coffeeandsupplyco.com and tell them I sent you. Need help growing your business? It's what you don't know that will cost you. Talu Peer Advisory Groups is here for every stage of business growth. Find out more at TALLOO.com. As one of the fastest growing areas in the entire nation, finding the right home is only as important as finding the right realtor. And who better in the Treasure Valley than Regina Collins, realtor. Licensed in both Idaho and California and self-employed since 1999, Regina Collins prides herself on a strong business and marketing background. With years of experience owning and operating full staff businesses, Regina Collins is ready to work for you. Specializing in relocation, veterans, and military families, listings, buyers, commercial, new homes, contingencies, and solar, Regina Collins is able to offer the whole package for her buyers. Whether you are new to Boise, want a better lifestyle for you and your family, or just want to get to know the area better, Regina Collins is honored to help you with this process. For more, visit reginaforhomes.com. Hey, thanks everyone for tuning in. Hope you guys like what you heard. If you want to listen to more episodes, please subscribe and give us a 5-star review. To see how I'm doing my part in curating Boise, check out my Instagrams at savoryn, that's the letter N, sweet ink, and at Salvage Sisters and Son. Tune in next week. Peace.